with Brother Len on Golden Guide. It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Mula sa mga tauhan ng Diyos, ihahandog sa inyo ang palatuntunan, gilinto ang gabay. Merong kasabihan, may daan na tila matuwid sa isang tao, ngunit ang dulo niyaon ay mga daan ng kamatayan o kapahamakan. Mula sa Proverbio o Kawikaan, Kabanatang 14 at sa Talatang 12. Kaya, kailangan natin ang gilinto ang gabay. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman tayo sa ating palatuntunang Golden Guide sa English. At sa aking Tagalog, sa aming Tagalog, Anong Doming, aking kasama, Tagalog, Gilintuan Gabay. At di ko malimutan ang aking dialect na Cebuano, mga kaibigan. Ito ang host doon sa Cebu, sa Pilipinas, ang Bulawanong Giya. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Nang Duming, magandang hapon.
Magandang hapon din.
Ito mga kaibigan, ang aking panauhin, si Nang Duming,
yes.
Victores.
San Victores, yeah.
San Victores. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos sa hapong ito at siya magbukas sa ating dalangin, mga kaibigan. Ibigay natin ni Nang Duming San Victores. Sige nung.
Let's pray. Lord, we come to you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we believe. You sent Jesus Christ into the world to die on the cross for us in order to pay the penalty for all of our sin and to give us the gift of eternal life. We believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, but on the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. We turn to you now, Jesus Christ. You are the living God. We turn away from sin and we ask you to be our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Amen.
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 Salamat sa umagang ito, mga kaibigan. Ang aking panauhin, sinong Duming San Victores, doon nakatira sa Mangili. Sa Pilipinas, nung saan?
Sa Pasig.
Pasig. Salamat.
From Bulacan.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. At bago siya ang magbigay sa ating mensahe sa hapong ito, mga kaibigan, kasi ang aking observation ni Nang Duming, sa edad niya medyo taas na at talagang veterano din, hindi lang sa edad, pati sa paglilingkod ng Panginoong Diyos. At bago tayo magpatuloy, bago siya magbigay ng mensahe sa ating mga kaibigan, pakinggan muna natin itong awit, mga kaibigan, ang title, Lakas. Tagalog na Tagalog to. At awit na makalangit na makabigay sa atin ng sigla habang naglilingkod tayo sa ating Panginoong Diyos. Pakinggan natin, mga kaibigan, ito.
Pagkat wala ng pagsubok na dinarating,
Talagang awit na makalangit, mga kaibigan, makabigay sa atin ng sigla at makapaalala sa atin na talaga ang Panginoong Diyos mabuti, no? At hindi ko na ipatagalin, mga kaibigan, kasi meron na lang 20 minutos si Nong Doming San Victor. Sa'yo ng panahon, Nong.
Oh, sige. Bago ako mag-umpisa ay greetings ko muna sa pinakamamahal ko, asawa.
Oh.
Importante kasi dahil we celebrate our golden anniversary.
Oh, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Nandito din ika sa golden guide.
Yeah. So it's good that you invite me. This is my first time.
But this is not last. Yeah, this is first time.
This is the first time.
Several Saturdays months ago, you will come back here.
Yes, because of your invitation, I will deliver the word of God
to all the nations. Don't forget your greetings. Don't forget your greetings.
Yeah. Okay. Greetings to my brothers and sisters over there in the Philippines and from Pulilan, Bulacan.
Oh, Bulacan.
Yeah, and from the Pasig, which I was living before I came here in New Zealand.
And your beloved wife?
My beloved wife, she's right now. We visit New Zealand 2006, November.
Oh, she is now listening. So,
yeah.
So maybe she is waiting for your Greetings.
So, see, we were very happy when we saw our grandchild or grandchildren here. It's Timothy. His name is Timothy San Victores. Especially my wife, who was sick of schizophrenia. So, she is so happy that we are living here of different countries. But I have 4 children, and one is in Dubai. The 3 are here right now. And I have already 10 grandchildren over here.
Blessing from the Lord. Yeah.
It's growing. So I have to grow with the Lord also. Because she is growing, so I have to be a part of the growth. Because it's really to improve yourself for the goodness of the Lord, because He is so good. So I want to read verse on the Word of God for today.
Okay. Just going on.
Yeah. And this is on Saturday, today, which is November 23. The Holy Spirit is your helper. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the helper, will teach you all things and bring your remembrance all things that I said to you. John 14, verse 26. So the Holy Spirit has these two functions. One is the He teaches you how to walk with God.
Oh,
yeah. And the second is to remind you to do it each day. To do it each day. So it's every day. As a redeemed children of God, we constantly need to be taught how to walk with Him and to be reminded of the blessings that awaits us when we do and the trouble we got into when we do not. If you raise kids, you know the routine. They have to be taught their ABC. So it's the learning. So they can read and write. Then they have to be reminded until they master it. They have to be taught to walk, failing down hundreds of times in just part of growing up. The Bible says, a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again.
Amen.
Rise again. So it's Proverbs 24. Verse 16. Just as you don't tell your child, forget it. You are never growing to learn to walk. Your Heavenly Father does not give up on you either. Your child had to be taught personal hygiene and cleanliness. Likewise, the Holy Spirit will remind you.
Amen.
The importance of reading God's word.
Thank you, Lord.
Every day. Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. John 15, verse 3. And the psalmist wrote, how can a young man and an older one too cleanse his way by taking heed to your word? Did Psalm 119, verse 9. If you are wise, you will start each day by praying. Holy Spirit, teach me what I need to know and reminds me of the throughout the day. So it's every day reading. So this is what I have done because of His presence, the Holy Spirit, which is present in my heart. This is my affirmation daily. It is a routine that I use to express to God my affirmation, high five to the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, I choose love instead of fear. I choose peace instead of conflict. I choose to be a love finder instead of a fault finder. I choose to be a love giver instead of a love seeker. I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise will continually be in my mouth. I feel healthy. I feel happy. I feel terrific. I feel healthy. I feel happy. I feel terrific. I feel healthy. I feel happy. I feel terrific. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Amen.
I am a man of God. He has cleansed me by the blood of Christ. My Father has filled me with this Spirit. So I am dedicated to the Lord Jesus, strong and powerful in Him. I worship and serve Him with all the divine energy He inspired within me. Greater is He that is in me than He that is in the world. I am humble, strong, courageous, full of faith, and powerful in the Lord. I am humble, strong, courageous, full of faith, and powerful in the Lord. I am humble, strong, courageous, full of faith, and powerful in the Lord. If God be for us, who can against us? I am a child of God. My Father has adopted me into His family. He has moved me out of darkness into the light of His kingdom. God's protective shield is about me, and He is providing every need of my life. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Every day, in every way, by the grace of God, I am getting better and better with a positive mental attitude through speaking words of faith and disciplined action. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has forgiven me, and I forgive myself. 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 The anointing of the Holy One abides within me. My generous Father has blessed me with abundant life. I am grateful, and I enjoy giving my time, talent, money, and love to others. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Surely, He has borne our sorrow, and with His stripes we are healed. God loves me with an unconditional love. So I love Him with all my heart, soul, and mind. I am free to love myself, and this allows me to love my neighbors. We overcome Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and love that our lips unto the death. I belong to Jesus, so I am friendly, strong, happy, and victorious. I belong to Jesus, so I am friendly, strong, happy, and victorious. Everything is fine. I belong to Jesus, so I am friendly, strong, happy, and victorious. Everything is fine. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. God has given me a strong body, a fine brain, and filled me with His Holy Spirit. I am talented, gifted, a hard worker, and persistent. I will reach my goal. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God loves me, so I love Him. Believe in Him and trust my life in His care. I will faithfully serve Him. I am casting my cares upon Him who cares for me. God is my loving Father. He has given me a Savior.
Amen. Amen.
His Holy Spirit,
His
healthy spirit, His healthy body, a fine mind, materials abundant, a beautiful world, and many friends. I am thankful. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's my daily affirmation, which I use to deal every day. And I shout to the Lord how I feel. I feel peace of mind. And this is coming to me every day in my life. So it generates me happiness when I appear to the Lord. So I really love the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, He is here in New Zealand. That I have a relationship to the Lord already. Unlike before, I was always failing. So I don't know where to go. I don't know what kind of work to do so that I will be with the Lord. I don't see the Lord before, but now I see. I'm a lost sheep. So I'm struggling. I went to different countries to see the Lord and to work. But I see money, always money. But that is not the truth. Money is not so good, because you will be worried, and you will not having a peace of mind when you are always thinking of money. So I worked in different countries, but here in New Zealand, I see the Lord, and it makes me happy. I don't have money anymore. I am poor. I don't have nothing, just to offer to the Lord. But only one thing that I can offer, it's my life, because He is the life,
Amen.
The way, and the truth. Amen.
Even we don't have money, but we have the Lord in our hearts.
Yes, yes, yes. So it is, thanks, this is, I give this to my beloved wife, because she is sick, and I want him to be healed by the Lord. So I accepted the invitation, being a guest here by Brother Len, and I want to share the word of God
Amen.
To everybody, to my
Thanks
neighbors,
be to, God.
To all New Zealanders. It's really, the Lord is really the truth. So help me, God. I know the Spirit is the one that dictates me what I have to say. So I am nervous before I came here. But now, it's different.
Amen.
Because of the Lord, because of the Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
So, it's come. It's really this Holy Spirit that is speaking in His behalf. He is the one, not me. Because I am poor. I cannot offer anything except my life.
We are poor of material things, but spiritual things we have. Because we have the owner of all of these things.
Yeah, right. All of these things. All. I want to emphasize the importance of having the relationship to the Lord. Because it is the relationship that comes. The Lord says, come to me and I will give you rest.
Amen.
That is the word of God. I will give you rest. I will give you peace of mind. So it is the Lord that is giving us everything. He said, you have everything in your life. You are created complete. Complete meaning all the needs, all the things that is needed for us is already within us. So you have to speak out. That's why I speak in behalf of the Lord, because I know He is the truth. And thanks for the prayer this morning by our brothers in New Hope. I want to mention about Brian Coldham and Peter and Philip, the wife of Nonita, the husband of Nonita. He's the husband, the Filipina is also Nonita is a Filipina, and Philip is a New Zealander. So we come to a meeting this morning, and they pray for me. Also Ben. So we are in group at New Hope. So they pray for me so that I will have the strength for this event. This evening, and it thanks God, because I can express my sincere heart to all of you from not only in New Zealand but also in the Philippines.
Because you must just give them way, because they are watching now.
Oh,
your
good.
Linson Victoris Bautista.
Yeah.
And brother Ben.
Yeah.
Ben's.
Yeah.
Ben.
And Peter. Peter is
but
also.
I saw the name.
Yeah.
Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what. Okay.
Yeah.
Just continue.
So it's really the worship was given to God is the one performing all these things through this radio. Thanks for this opportunity to talk on the radio, because this is the first time I had been here. I don't know how I will feel on having this radio, because I came from the Philippines. I know I have not been in a radio station. This is the first time I was here in a radio station. So thanks also to Brother Len on his golden
guide, or ginintuang gabay.
Ginintuang gabay. This is it's coincidence that we have celebrated our golden anniversary
together, so with your beloved wife.
Yeah, together with her, which is maybe she is listening right now. And
so mention her name.
Yeah, Emerenciana Aldaba San Victores.
Yeah. Emerenciana. Oh, yeah. Very nice name.
Yeah, right. She is really happy, and she is always having a wonderful day. I hope she will be healed by the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, she will be healed. She is with dementia now, but the Lord is there. So heal it every day. People are being healed by the Lord. I know He is the one who healed the people. Thanks a lot for this opportunity that comes to me this day.
Amen.
Yeah, this is.
So you can expect more Saturdays will come.
Yeah.
And you will be guest again here.
Yeah.
This is not your first and last.
Yeah.
But this is the beginning of your guesting here.
Yeah. I am happy to announce the word of God.
Amen.
Yeah. This is my everyday communication, or everyday. Everyday relationship to Him, so to express the love of God that is right now. So thanks to the people who hear the word of God today. I know I love you all,
and those who are watching now.
Yeah,
even my friends out there. God bless us more.
Yeah, good. So next time, maybe I can prepare more on the Word of God so that I will encourage you. It's encouragement that I want to give to the Lord, encouragement to others. So because believe is just a part, and we have these steps. We have the God's plan in our life, and we have the how we walk with Him. Because as a living, He is God, was delivered here by God the Father, who was with us in 2,000 years. And He is human. So He knows every one of us. And He is resurrected to heaven. So He is a living God. So He knows what we are doing right now.
Amen.
He is here. He is watching what I am going to say. So thanks God. I love Him. I want to express my feeling to Him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Maraming salamat nung Domingo San Victoris sa mensahe na pakinggan natin sa hapong ito. Gusto kong ulitin sandali yung verse mo. Meron siyang English at saka Cebuano. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Thanks be to God that verse in Tagalog. Datapwat ang mga aliw sa makatuwid bagay ang Espiritu Santo na susuguin ang Ama sa aking pangalan. Siya ang magtuturo sa inyo ng lahat ng mga bagay at magpaalala sa lahat na sa inyo'y aking sinabi. Salamat mga kaibigan, sinong Doming nakabigay sa mensahe, as what I have said, this is not his first and last, but this is his beginning as one of the guests here on this program, Ginintuang Gabay, yes. Golden Guide, sa aking Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. At mga kaibigan, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos sa hapong ito. Sana na-bless kayo sa mensahe na binigay sa ating isang kapatid sa panampalataya noong Domingo San Victoris. Tested and proven that this man really loves to the Lord and not only at his age, just like the age of the veterans, but also in deserving to the Lord. He is veteran. Are you agree?
Yeah, no, agree.
Mga kaibigan, dito nagtatapos ang ating palatuntunan. Magdasal tayo sa maiksing dalangin, mga kaibigan. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa hapong ito. Salamat sa banal na Espiritu na siyang magpaalala sa amin kung ano ang narinig sa gabing ito, Panginoong Diyos. At mag-bless ka din ninong Doming sa lahat niyang mga mahal sa buhay, sa mahal niyang asawa. Salamat, Panginoong Diyos, ikaw ang mag-bless sa kanila. Panginoong Diyos, pati sa aming mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, i-bless mo din sila, ang aming mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas. Panginoong Diyos, wala kaming magagawa kung wala yung tulong. Ito aming dalangin na mas sa pangalan na yung bugtong nanak naming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Hesukristo. O dito nagtatapos ang ating palatuntunan.